Here it comes. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. We've been updating you on the status reports come in from Hurricane Sandy and the damage reports of the flooding and the power outages. So we'll keep you guys posted this hour as well. I noticed how I didn't say abreast. Yeah, we're done with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? Are we done with breast cancer? So I don't have to say breast anymore. So we'll say we're keeping you posted. We're keeping you apprised. Good. Okay, listen. Yeah, I just got to tie it into the medical. That's what I was hired for. But, you know, one subject we started on at the end of last hour that I want to talk about right now is where I think we're raising a generation of kids that aren't going to be strong enough psychologically to handle crises as they come. Now, mind you, what's happening right now back east on the East Coast, Mid-Atlantic, with the Hurricane Sandy. I mean, I don't want anyone to endure that. I don't think anybody, you know, is should be expected to just breeze through something like that. I mean, we know it's difficult, and I've been, you know, receiving your emails, and many of you are, you know, battling the anxiety and depression, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you, but I think you're a tougher generation than some of these kids that we are now cultivating. I have a lot of children brought in, you know, to my office with childhood depression. And these are not kids who were sexually abused. These were not kids who were left homeless. These were not kids who were starving or afflicted with a disease. These are kids that, you know, live in a house and, you know, have friends and are on a school team and have a smartphone and get 3 square meals a day. And what are they depressed about? I mean, I understand we have cyberbullying. I understand people are posting pictures of your kids online, which depresses them. I don't blame them. I don't blame them getting upset, but I'm just kind of worried that we're having children fall under the depression bar, whereas kids decades ago were dealing with their father, you know, overseas, you know, fighting Nazis, or, you know, their uncle in Vietnam coming back with a leg amputated, or these kids themselves, you know, I like I said, I don't want anybody enduring anything, you know, tragic to strengthen them, but I think we're doing something wrong if we have kids already requiring antidepressants when to you or I, their lives are way better than ours was. Making up a word. Is that from Jersey? You know, what should we do about it? You know, how do we toughen up our kids? Now, I know in Israel, you know, everybody, by the time they're 18, they have to serve some sort of military duty. Okay. You know, and I'm not saying we need to do that, but I mean, this is an example of, you know, what happens in other countries. All right. You know, no matter what, these kids have to go and, you know, serve their military time. True. Some get to be behind a desk, but others don't. Right. Not to mention, I mean, with that, you're always living in a state of turmoil. You never know when a rocket's going to hit you. You know, you're always, running to your bomb shelter whenever the sirens go off. I mean, that sure toughens, you know, that population up. Now, again, I don't want that happening in America by any means, but you see how we as Americans and our children with their iPads and their smartphones and upset that somebody didn't win on X Factor just seems to me a little bit weak. Not to mention from a biological standpoint, we have this feminization of our boys with the hormones that we keep seeing. And I told you when I was, you know, watching my kids in, when my kids were in baseball last year, you know, so many kids were crying on the field and my kids cried. I mean, you know, kids were crying. And I just remember, you know, Bad News Bears. Was it Bad News Bears? You know, with Walter Matthau, Oh, he wasn't the one that said it. It was Tom Hanks that said there's no crying in baseball. That's right. It was a Tom Hanks movie where he was a coach saying there's no crying in baseball. And I just find that, and I also found it kind of odd that these kids, their uniforms were kind of clean at the end of each practice. I mean, I remember, when you were playing baseball, I mean, you were muddied and scraped up and bleeding. Now, true, I don't want our kids to bleed. I don't want them getting MRSA. I don't want them having open wounds. I mean, I get that. But you see how these subtle things are going to add up. Now, I was talking about in the previous hour, my kids have never been in a fist fight. I mean, with each other, they wrestle. And sometimes I let it happen a little bit because I want them to learn how to defend themselves. I mean, I never let it get too far. And usually I intervene because still one is a foot taller than the other. But, I mean, when I was in school, even the girls, we learned how to fight. You know, I mean, my dad, with his military experience, he taught me how to fight. He said I'd get busted if I got into a fight at school, but at least he taught me and I was able to defend myself at school. You know, my kids really have never been in a fight. You know, and I see the way my boys fight. They slap. I mean, I don't want them to punch each other, but, you know, you add all this together and I'm like, you know, are our kids going to be at a disadvantage? Much more disadvantage than obviously we were and our, you know, parents were and our grandparents were. You know, we see disasters happen all the time. We see wars happen. We see recessions happen. We see strain. And I want to know that our kids have some sort of reserves psychologically to handle something so they aren't completely floored. I mean, if they're upset that mommy and daddy won't let them download an iPad app, what happens when they're, 30, have two children and can't find a job? If not downloading an iPhone app throws them in a screaming tirade, what do they do when they can't feed their family 15 years from now? So I would suggest that either we parents, we grandparents, we neighbors, figure out how to toughen these kids up because, God forbid, there's going to be another Hurricane Sandy. There's going to be, the psychological turmoil and physical turmoil, I wouldn't wish on anybody, but I just want us as prepared as we can. And I think we're raising a generation who really is going to be too weak. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.14.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.56.54, $8.78.27 for a half ounce, or $4.39.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.56.54, $8.78.27, and $4.39.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. But before you even go on your Twitter, your Facebook, please visit your Red Cross local website or national website. They need a lot of help right now. They need blankets and clothes and money. Of course, blood donations would be extremely helpful. Most of the blood banks had to close down, so hundreds of people that donate regularly couldn't give their blood supply. And the cleanup of this Hurricane Sandy disaster is going to go on for weeks. So anything you could do to help obviously would be extremely appreciated. From what we understand, the death toll has been climbing. Earlier in the morning, it was 33, then it went up to 35 and still counting as rescuers are trying to pick people up from their homes and their roofs and their balconies in this flooding aftermath from Hurricane Sandy. From what we understand, 7.5 million people are out of power. Actually, now the number's up to 8.2. 8.2 million people across the East Coast are without power. That in and of itself is going to cause much damage and trauma as well, which is why we're really nervous about the death toll at this point. Hurricane force winds, I believe, had hit New Jersey Monday night at about 80 miles per hour. Many of the coastal cities there, from what we understand, were underwater. Governor Chris Christie said right now the cost of the storm is incalculable at this point. He said the devastation on Jersey Shore is some of the worst he has ever seen. We know that at least 15,000 flights around the world have been canceled. So many people on the West Coast are still feeling some of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Although we are grateful to be alive and not going through what they're going through. You see what a domino effect something like this has. As a part of the domino effect, we were discussing the rats. You know, New York has always had rat issues, and they've been able to keep it under control. And, you know, a big city like that, of course, will have rats. But these rats are extremely resilient, as we all saw in the movie Ratatouille. And these rats, they know how to escape floodwaters. They know how to climb. And so what's being anticipated is these rats are going to find locations where are dry and safe, which is probably those of us that had, you know, that survived and have, whose homes or apartments did not, incur the flood. And, these rats are going to carry diseases. And you may say, well, I just won't let a rat bite me. But remember, rat feces and rat urine carry disease. That was what the whole hantavirus in Yosemite was about. So rodent feces and urine, and don't think just because they came into your house, they're going to hold it and wait till they leave. No, they're going to land in your house, find a nice warm place to go pee-pee and poo-poo. And then, unfortunately, you breathe any of that in, get exposed to that. There could be plague, salmonella, a variety of things these rats can bring. So when you have a big, big city such as these, I mean, we've seen, unfortunately, you know, with Hurricane Katrina, and I mean, multiple other hurricanes that have you know hit us throughout the decades. You know, we've seen the destruction and the damage. We don't usually see rat problems in the southern states, and we usually don't see much of these hurricanes wreak this much havoc on metropolitan cities. I mean, something as gigantic as New York City. Hurricane Irene hit. Yes, there was a lot of flooding, but they're saying this damage is far worse. And so you just have to anticipate the ripple effect. One of the hospitals had to be evacuated Monday night in the midst of the gust of winds. We were describing what had happened. I mean, they took the sickest patients first in the neonatal ICU, et cetera. But remember, to evacuate them and move them to another hospital, they couldn't obviously take a tunnel. I mean, they had to go outside. And winds, gusts, 50-mile-an-hour winds, gusting and, you know, ripping towards them. Nurses had to huddle closely to protect the IVs, to protect the tubing, to keep the patients warm. Blankets were flying off, et cetera. You know, and we talked, I mean, when you have a patient who's high risk and very vulnerable and delicate, they're obviously in the hospital because they're not well enough to be in their home, nice warm bed with chicken soup. Okay, they're in the hospital because being at home is not safe. Imagine them being outside in the middle of a hurricane, being transferred to an ambulance that has to then take them to another hospital. And you don't really want to move sick patients if you don't have to. So luckily, from what we understand, anybody that has to be evacuated from the hospital is stable. New York Stock Exchange, from what I understand, is going to be open Wednesday. From what we understand, the New York Stock Exchange has never been closed due to a natural disaster for 2 days such as this, I guess since, about 125 years ago when there was a huge blizzard in the late 1800s. And so, the blizzard of 1888, here it is, yeah. So seeing the New York Stock Exchange close, of course, that's going to have economic ripples. I'm really nervous about where the stocks are going to go Wednesday morning. I mean, remember, the stock exchange had to be closed September 11th with the crash. And so we'll see where that goes. Not looking forward to that. A huge fire. It destroyed as many as 100 houses. It was up to 88 early in the morning. And now they're saying 100 houses that were flooded in a neighborhood in Queens. Remember, these houses are next to each other, very close. Plus, you have the gusting winds. So one house, you know, it becomes a flame, then boom, it completely ignites a whole grid. So unfortunately, not only were these homes flooded, but burned to the ground. And you're looking at pictures that could be a war zone. I mean, homes leveled to their foundation. This is something that we just would not expect to see. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The news had really centered on the last couple of days this crane. You know, the crane that partially collapsed, we don't think was going to drop. It was still held by many of its trusses. But, you know, to see a crane dangle like that, just showed you what we were looking at with the winds. And keep in mind, you know, New York could get pretty windy because you got the whole skyscraper corridors. And that helps carry the wind up and through. And so you saw this crane just go back and forth. And you're like, you know, I mean, and you know, nobody was in danger. They sealed off, you know, that block or the grid. But, okay, again, with every seal, how do you get your house? How do you get your home? And what if you need to get out to get supplies? You know, this idea of being quarantined or this idea of being, you know, blocked and stuck and you know, stockaded into your, into your house is very frightening for, you know, we're like, all right, well, fine. You know, we just kind of hunker down and we watch some TV and we, you know, maybe we'll cook a roast and we'll pop some microwave popcorn. These apartments, these living quarters had no power, and it's starting to get chilly back east. So, no, you couldn't really just kind of hunker down and make a fun night out of it. Okay, we're talking no power, no electricity, no microwave to microwave your popcorn. And remember, your food. Okay, refrigerators only last about 4 hours after a power outage in terms of keeping the food closed. Freezers, 2 days at the most, as long as it's full. So, no. You know, and how many of them had freeze-dry guy already? How many of them had prepped food? How many of them had, you know, non-perishable food items and already had the water? I mean, from what we understand, people were, you know, trying to run to the stores to get generators, to get food supplies. That's not the time to get that. That's not the time. You know, and it's a shame. Remember I was quoting this one Scottish professor as he was talking about politics and but in this quote, you know, he had discussed complacency leads to apathy. Many of us, when we're complacent, okay, we're not going to panic. We don't, you know, start to hoard. We don't, you know, I mean, we're complacent. And then unfortunately that kind of leads to apathy, which could affect us politically. It could affect us economically, but in a disaster, it could affect us in this way. You know, and so when things are good, we don't think to go and buy a generator. We don't think to stockpile a gallon of water per person, per pet, per day. We don't think of doing it. Plus, in a recession, we don't want to stockpile food that we later have to throw out if it gets expired, which is, again, why I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Because, again, that stuff lasts years, and it's good-tasting food, and they're small packets, and they're easy to store. But we're not prepared. Okay, Hurricane Sandy, you know, you guys only got a couple days notice. And again, many of you thought, well, the thing is when a hurricane hits, it comes in, yeah, there's flooding, but it only lasts a couple days. No, but the power outages last longer. All right, the lack of supplies lasts longer. You need to eat. Again, our hearts and prayers are with you all who are suffering through this. Please, you know, tell us how you're doing, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, or email us at drdahlia.com. But just never underestimate and always be prepared, and the good times is when you have to prepare. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier,
and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves, or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, oh my gosh. I mean, I love studies and I love research, but I just don't seem to like the studies that come out of Europe. So, an independent panel in Britain has concluded that for every one life saved by a mammogram, 3 women were overtreated. Oh, that's horrible. They say the screening comes with the cost. The review found that for every life saved, being reported by Fox News, roughly 3 other women were overdiagnosed. Oh, no. Meaning they were unnecessarily treated for a cancer that would never have threatened their lives. Okay, wait a second. Okay, were they really treated for a cancer? I mean, are you saying they were given chemotherapy? No, They weren't. Okay, maybe they had a biopsy. Maybe they had a lump removed. Okay, don't start putting ideas in her head that they got chemo, for crying out loud, and they didn't have cancer. The expert panel was commissioned by Cancer Research UK. Oh, my stupid computer. Get out. I don't know. Pop-ups. What are these? I need a better pop-up blocker. You know what happens is these pop-ups come up, and then all of a sudden you get an ad for a new pop-up blocker, and you're like, that's coincidental. Anyway, they say the expert panel was commissioned by Cancer Research UK and Britain's Department of Health and analyzed evidence from 11 trials in Canada, Sweden, the UK, and the US. Scientists say the British program, in which they offer women age 50 to 70 every 3 years a mammogram. Okay, so they don't even get a mammogram every year. No wonder only one life saved. Okay, anyway. Scientists say the British program saves about 1,300 women every year from dying from breast cancer. Well, that's wonderful. While about 4,000 women are overdiagnosed. They say by that term, experts mean women treated for cancers that grow too slowly to ever put their lives at risk, false alarms, etc. They say many cancers will be treated that would never have caused any harm. How do you know? Okay, can I just remind these researchers what the definition of cancer is? Cancer is a chaotic, unpredictable type of growth. Yes, some cancers have predictable paths, but when they're going to spread, how much they're going to spread is unpredictable. So don't try to tell us it's unnecessary. I don't get that. Oh, well, they got to save money. Remember, it's all about saving money. It's not about saving lives. It's all about saving money. They say each year, and this is this British study again, more than 300,000 women aged 50 to 52 are offered a mammogram during the next 20 years of screening every 3 years. So you see, in Great Britain, you only get a mammogram every 3 years. How many of you are comfortable with that? 1% of them. Okay, so they're saying during the next 20 years of screening, 1% of them will get unnecessary treatment, such as chemo, surgery, or radiation for a breast cancer that wouldn't ever be dangerous. So now they're saying, if you have a breast cancer, they are going to guess. They're going to roll the dice and say, nah, it's not a dangerous one. Is that what they're doing in Europe? Are you kidding me? So, okay, I mean, in America, you have any form of cancer, we cut it out or we treat it. Oh, but it's that watch and wait, like prostate cancer. You're right. With men, as we're seeing with changes in healthcare, men, if you get prostate cancer, they're going to send you home saying, I'll see you in a year. And you, I guess, go home with your prostate cancer and twiddle your thumbs, waiting to see what happens in the year. I couldn't do that. I could not do that. I could not go home knowing I have cancer brewing. No, I would want to know we're doing something. That would drive me crazy. All right, some critics say the review was a step in the right direction. Of course. In the U.S., all right, they say a government-appointed task force, which we all know, recommends women getting mammograms every 2 years starting at age 50. You all know what I think about that. I'm sorry, every year at age 50. Every 2 years starting at age 40. Some groups, like the American Cancer Society, and you'd think that no, advise women to get annual mammograms starting at age 40. Who would you rather listen to, a U.S. government-appointed task force or the American Cancer Society? All right, so where do we go from this? Well, we watch it closely. Remember, what happens in Europe seems to transgress or transfer to us eventually, especially if we're leaning towards socialization of medicine. I'm not very happy at all. I'm actually a little nervous. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say teens who have smartphones are more likely to have sex. No, not with their smartphone. I mean sex with a partner. Apparently, they believe that these smartphones, maybe it's the sexting, maybe it's the pictures, maybe it's the texting, but Eric Rice, assistant professor of the School of Social Work at the University of Southern California in L.A., says there is definitely a connection between having smartphones and having sex. I could see my husband go out and buy seven. The researchers surveyed more than 1,800 high school students aged 12 to 18. Many were from middle and low-income families. One-third of students own smartphones like iPhones and Blackberries that provide access to the Internet. 47% of those students said they were sexually active compared to 35% who didn't have smartphones. Well, maybe because those kids were working, staying busy, I don't know. 17% of smartphone users said they had sex with someone they met online. That's scary. Do you guys know what your kids are even doing? I look at my kid's phone. I look at his text. I look at it. I'm gonna know. Yes, I know he could erase things, but I'm gonna look at it. You wouldn't want your mom looking at your diary. She did. Yeah, my mom looked at the diary. My diary never had a lock on it. All right. So what do we do about our kids and their smartphones? Take away the smartphone, they won't have sex, right? Is that how it works? I guess. 1-877-DOLLY. Now, researchers have found that there's a gene that could be tied to both smoking and ADHD. They say there's a common genetic risk factor for child ADHD, and that may increase the likelihood of smoking. No big shock there. We've known for years that people will calm themselves down with a cigarette. And that was counterintuitive to some because they're like, wait a second, there's nicotine. There's a stimulant. What are you talking about? You're going to calm yourself down with the cigarette? If you have ADD or ADHD, the nicotine in a cigarette does calm you down. Investigators looked at blood samples from more than 450 children with ADHD aged 6 to 12 and their siblings and parents. They looked at five genetic variations strongly associated with different aspects of smoking and the number of, I guess, cigarettes smoked every day, I guess, in the adults. They had to, probably in the adults. The genetic variant associated with the number of cigarettes smoked was more likely than other variants to be linked to ADHD. No shock there. But remember, we aren't really curing the ADHD. You know, that's something that extremely frustrates me with the ADHD process. I mean, we don't know how to cure it. Someone's attention deficit, they're usually like that for life. And we don't know when to get these kids off their medications. And most of these people, they're just on medications for decade after decade after decade until they, you know, don't have a job or they don't, you know, think they need it to get through their job. And I don't know how you would cure that. You know, people that just can't focus. I think we should really accent cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy. You know, I think a lot of kids that don't pay attention in school don't really need the pill. You know, because I see them. They'll watch the Avengers movie and their eyes will be glued to it. They'll have a comic book that they like and their eyes will be glued. They'll play Wii and they won't budge from the video game or whatever they're playing on that TV. Yet, they don't pay attention when the teacher's teaching them pre-algebra. Well, duh. Really? They need to pop a pill? Honestly, these kids need to be in some sort of therapy saying, I don't care if you don't like what you're learning. You sit there and you pay attention. Because in life, you don't get what you like all the time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Through tomorrow only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook a little bit later today, don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. Always nice to connect with those of you that are listening. Also, please download our Dr. Dahlia app. We have a Android app that's free. You can download it, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. I don't like this one study that came out. They're saying diabetic patients are more likely to develop lung cancer. Apparently, researchers at Mary Babb Randolph Cancer Center in West Virginia report that women, especially with type 2 diabetes, were 27% more likely to be diagnosed with lung cancer compared to the general population. And women who were insulin-dependent diabetics had a 71% increased risk for lung cancer. Now, the study was published in Diabetes Care, looked at 145,000 postmenopausal women, and they concluded that increased risk, didn't even have to do with how long you had the diabetes. Now, what is it? Is it the insulin? Is it? I don't think they know. But from what they understand, that an insulin-dependent diabetic appeared to be at worse risk. Now, they do say that type 2 diabetics appear to have a higher risk of bladder cancer, usually 40% more than the general population. And we do know diabetics could be at risk for breast cancer, especially if they're obese. Those who took the drug Actos may have a additional risk for bladder cancer. This was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. So why would diabetes cause cancer? Is it the sugar load? Is it your lack of defenses? You know, when you're diabetic, your immune system's down. And so whenever you do have a cell that decides to go haywire, your tumor necrosis factor or your other cells try to kill it off, knock it out of the ballpark, sometimes maybe they're weaker because of the diabetes. But, you know, this is just another study urging us to really get our acts together when it comes to obesity and diabetes. Because, once you get diabetes, yes, I have seen reversals. I don't want to say 100% cure, but I have seen reversals with lap band surgeries and gastric sleeves and, you know, people that had their weight removed surgically. But I notice, for the most part, unless you drop 150 pounds and keep it off for good, most people, they still have some element of diabetes. Now, we used to think, well, the worse the diabetic you are, the worse it is. For some maladies, absolutely. You know, blindness, kidney disease, heart disease, absolutely. But we've had people whose diabetes were pretty mild and they still died of a heart attack. Or they still went blind. Or they still were at risk for cancer. So my advice to you is just try not to get the diabetes at all. Okay? That's why we always call it the diabetes instead of diabetes. Don't get the diabetes, all right? Because it's a whole syndrome. You know, I mean, people will say, yeah, I was diagnosed with diabetes, so I got to watch my sugar, my cake. Right, that's it. Then you have other people where they're scared. They're like, I had to drop 40 pounds. I've been exercising. You know, and somebody like me whose diabetes is, rampant in both sides of the family, I'm just waiting for it to happen. And my goal is to not let it happen for as long as possible. I'm not going to be depressed when it does happen, but I'm going to put it off as long as possible if I can. And there are medications. You know, I've joked about that. You know, I'd rather be on insulin than not because I could at least then eat some chocolate and then up the insulin dose. But that's not the best case scenario. Now, I am finding a very malicious new type of diabetes. I'm sure the endocrinologists have already identified it, but for me, it's pretty new. Where, you'll have somebody who's never been diabetic. They're not obese. They don't have the typical type 2 diabetes, which is the adult onset. They're slim. And all of a sudden, they start losing weight. They start getting sick. And it's an insulin-dependent diabetes. It's almost like their pancreas just decided to poop out. I just diagnosed another patient this week with that, where we checked her insulin levels. We checked her C-peptide. It was low. As if she's just not making insulin anymore. And on a routine blood panel, her sugar was up in the 400s with her gynecologist. So she comes to see me, and I'm like, you're going to need insulin. I mean, this was, and I want to know what's doing it. Is it a virus knocking out the pancreas? Is it some sort of a genetic tendency where when you're 45, it's going to shut down? I don't know, but I find that very odd. I have some 20-year-olds, young kids in their 20s. All of a sudden, they turn diabetic. They're like, how did this happen to me? Did they hurt their pancreas by drinking? Did they hurt their pancreas by only eating one meal a day? You know, we talk about that. I get very nervous with those of you that only eat one meal a day. Your body's not designed to do that. Your body's designed like a baby to feed every few hours. All right. Your body is not designed for you to get one big, huge bolus of sugar and food. So what eventually happens is your pancreas gets overworked. Remember, your body likes predictability. Your body shoots out insulin throughout the day anyway. You have baseline insulin levels. But then when you get that bolus of food, certain hormones and signals trigger your gallbladder, trigger your pancreas, trigger your small intestine to secrete what it needs to secrete. And for those of you that go all day without eating, then all of a sudden at 10 o'clock at night, you gorge. How much can your pancreas handle? And I want a study done, and I'm going to try to investigate with my patients, what's the common denominator? Why is all of a sudden your pancreas pooping out? Which is my guess, because all of a sudden there's low levels of circulating insulin. Now remember, with type 2 diabetes, there's a variety of things that go wrong. Remember I talked to you guys about how I look at diabetes, because I was taught at Desert Springs Hospital in a diabetic training course in medical school, a way to, you know, explain diabetes. So I kind of talk about the whole, you know, office setting versus your body, where the waiting room is your mouth. The hallways are your bloodstream, and then the rooms in the clinic are the cells of your body. And your job is to get the sugar in any human being from the hallways or the bloodstream into the rooms or the cells. Type 1 diabetics, like these little kids, they get very, very skinny. They have low insulin because sugar is not getting from the hallways into the rooms. And that's, you know, the cells of the body, which are the rooms, I mean, they need to be fed. Otherwise, you lose weight. Sugar sitting around in your blood doesn't feed you. Just sits in the blood, and then it gets, you know, dumped by the kidneys, etc. And what opens the door to those rooms? Insulin. Insulin is the key to open the rooms to get that sugar from the hallway into the room or the bloodstream into the cell. Type 2 diabetics, they obviously have insulin because they live long enough to get to adulthood, but something else is going on, okay, with your diabetes mellitus, where maybe you have not as many keys working, not as much insulin. Sometimes we have to give type 2 diabetics insulin because they don't have enough. Sometimes the pancreas hasn't shoot enough insulin. It's getting a little weak, get a little tired. So we give you sulfonylureas like glyburide, glipizide, Starlix to just kind of tap the pancreas to get that insulin out. And then some of you got plenty of insulin, plenty of keys in the doors, but there's something pushing the door closed and won't let it open. So it doesn't matter what the key's doing. Well, that's fat and what we like to call insulin resistance. Insulin resistance usually caused by fat. So medicines like glucophage or other medications that are out help decrease insulin resistance. So you see how that's usually how type 1 and type 2 diabetes, how I look at it. And all of a sudden you got this new type of diabetes where all of a sudden they just don't have, they're just not making the insulin. So the sugar builds up in the blood. Of course, bloody or sugary blood vessels aren't the healthiest blood vessels. They pop, they leak. They try to absorb water to neutralize because in nature everything likes to neutralize. The little blood vessels pop. You go blind in your eye, and you know that can happen with any diabetic. But I call it a new onset diabetes, where it's a very rapidly progressive type 1. Kind of confused as to why it's happening. So something we need to look at. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. We got another hour coming up. If you could stick with us, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home, and God bless.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.